You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 47.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Jackie Van Kampen. Jackie is an author and intuitive coach for writers and founder of Wise Heart Within, which serves to support and facilitate healing and transformation in every area of your life, especially in the area of relationship with self and others. She does this by guiding you back to your heart's wisdom. She believes that when you can fully love and embrace your light, you can shine it for others to walk their paths powerfully.
Welcome, Jackie. Thank you so much for joining me today on Mindful Marketing. How are you on this fabulous Thursday?
I am doing just great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. So you have your site, you're called The Wise Heart Within, and I was looking around and I see how you help authors basically birth their books and go through the process with them. What started you down that path? What was your journey to get you to knowing that this is what your purpose was and turning it into a business?
So I've always loved to write. It's been a passion of mine since I was a teenager. I used to write poetry, and then, you know, life happened and I just put my writing aside. And about 2011, I had a lot of changes going on in my life. And I remember a friend coming up to me and she would always send me different things to review for her. And she's like, oh, do you think you can just rewrite it, you know, make it sound a little better? And I would do it for her, not really thinking that, oh, wow, I have a gift for writing. It was just, I would just do it as a favor. And then one day she said to me, you know, you write so beautifully. Have you ever considered either writing a book or just writing, period, and putting it out there? And I'm like, yeah, no, not really. But that kind of instigated something within me. And I thought, you know, maybe I should look into something like that. So I started looking at how can I create maybe greeting cards, and I can write just little short messages and I can start that way. I did some research and just really didn't go anywhere. But that something happened, like that seed was planted. And you know, when you say yes to your purpose, and all of a sudden the universe orients itself, right, to help you birth that idea or birth whatever it is that you're trying to put out there. And everything began to shift in my life. And I was really thrown into this world of writing. And I ended up attending a workshop with Lisa Nichols. And there I ended up meeting somebody who had a book program. So she was a book coach and she would help us, you know, write our books and produce it and all that. And I remember standing up in that room and it was like somewhat I can never say that word. It was like pretty expensive to take on the program. But I felt my heart just like pulling me to the front of the room to go talk to this woman. And I did. And I signed up for her program. And then through that, I had no idea what I was going to write about. I just knew I was going to write a book. And I had gone through my own process of learning how to love myself. And, you know, I had gone through a divorce and I was a single mom. And then eventually I found, you know, myself in another relationship that worked out, and now I'm married for 12 years now. And I really wanted to share with women all this, my journey and how it, what it took for me to get to where I was, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to be. So then at that time, my daughter, she's 16 now, at that time she was 13. And her dad came up to me and he goes, I'm going to move back to Brazil and I want Marla to come with me. And I'm thinking, oh, heck no, right? You're not going to take my daughter. And but in the end, you know, like I'm very spiritual. So I sat in meditation and I asked my, you know, my guides and my angels, okay, what should I do? And I just heard this message, just let her go. So my book ended up becoming, it's called Letters to My Daughter, A Mother's Journey of Healing and Transformation. And it was everything that she was going through at that time, you know, as a teenager and all this pressure of having to leave and then, you know, the friends and all that, and really telling her my own journey as, you know, a teenager and then as an adult and everything that I had to overcome. So I put this book out there. And once the book was out there, I really didn't do much with it. My parents were a bit upset about some of the things that I had shared in the book. And that really stopped me. And so I didn't really write for a whole year. And I decided to do something else. I did start Wise Heart Within, which was really my journey of, I'm also a channel. So I was bringing messages from spirit to other people, quit my job in 2012, all like very impulsively. I had no idea how I was going to do this business. I had never been an entrepreneur before. And so I just did it, you know, like it was very difficult the first year because I didn't know what I was doing. And then at the end of last year, I had this change of heart and I really wanted to start writing again. So I got myself into a program to do an anthology, which is, you know, several authors contributing to a book. And that kind of eased myself back into that writing process. And then I started working with a coach who really helped me see this purpose of writing and really bringing these messages, you know, to awaken people and to awaken them to their own greatness. And really that's what my writing is about. And then I realized that, wow, I'm really putting myself out there and I'm seeing all these results. And then I thought, you know, what if I could really help people also get their messages out there? So, you know, I recently actually started doing that, and I'm actually working with some clients right now and helping them with their books, and not just the editing process, but also, you know, working with them in the visibility piece and helping them align their messages with who they are and then put that out there in a way that is inspiring to them and also, you know, inspiring to other people.
That's beautiful, because every, you know, we all have a story and, and it needs to be told. And sometimes to get it out is the hardest part.
Yes, totally.
So you have some clients. So who's your ideal client and how are you marketing to them now?
So I work mostly with women and women who are artists, or, you know, they already have that passion for writing, and women who really want to write from the heart. So it's not someone who is wanting to do a textbook, you know, it's really someone who wants to tell their life story and they want to impact other people. So a lot of the women I work with are women who have this desire to share, you know, their breakthrough, and they want to get it out there. So women who are, I would say women who are writers and women who are artists.
Fantastic. And how are you finding them? Are they, and I know we're all based law of attraction and everyone says it's come to me, but is there an actual marketing effort behind bringing those clients in?
Yeah, I would say for me, what has really helped me, one is the visibility piece. And I think especially if you are an artist or if you're trying to reach people, for example, the work that I do is very heart-centered. So people really need to see myself, they need to see me putting myself out there. So I'm constantly sharing, you know, from my heart, and I'm not sharing just, oh, you know, life is just so great and look at me, but I'm also sharing all these different difficulties that I'm in, you know, that I have. And so it's really my biggest marketing piece is connecting with people, like really having that relationship with them. You know, some people might say, wow, that's going to take a little time, but those are the best clients that I get is from that relationship, because they already know me and they, you know, they see what I'm creating. They see the impact that I'm having. So then they feel like, wow, I really want to have that also, you know, I want to do that. So then they come to me that way. You know, I know here a lot of people would say, oh, but you have to build your list and you have to, you know, there's all these marketing strategies, but for some reason I have a really hard time with them, like the very traditional, very masculine kind of marketing, you know, very out there in your face kind of thing. It just doesn't work for me. I'm very in my divine feminine. So for me, it's really all about building the relationships, you know, showing up with integrity, saying, doing what I said I was going to do. And just, you know, relationship building for me is my biggest marketing strategy for sure.
And, you know, and I have to laugh because I find what all my mind, body, spirit clients, I always say that marketing is icky. And I like how you said the masculine energy, because that's not, I haven't heard it phrased that way, but that's absolutely what it is. And so we'll talk some more, but like everyone listening to my show, this is about being mindful and that connection, that being authentic with your clients is, it's the only way to do it. You can't really sell anybody anything anymore. You just have to show them who you are.
That is so true.
So true. So when you're connecting with your clients, are you using social media or how are you finding, what's the best way to connect with them?
Yeah, I use social media a lot. I'm a big Facebook fan, and mostly because I think Facebook has that kind of platform where it's all about relationship building. I have tried Twitter, and I found, for example, with Twitter, it works best for me if I'm actually sponsored an ad. So if I'm paying for the ad, right? And that's what I have found, the one way that I can really get my content out there with Twitter's by paying. Mostly because Twitter, you know, you have such short amount of, you know, the characters, you only have 140 characters that you can really put out there. So you have to be very precise in what you say. And then you have like, you know, you post one thing and there's like 20,000 other, you know, posts after yours. So to keep people engaged is difficult in that kind of platform. But, you know, for me, Facebook has, I've built a lot of my clientele through Facebook, mostly because of building those relationships and just, you know, going to network meetings and just meeting people and being part of certain groups has also helped me a lot too. But yeah, I would say social media has definitely been my number one marketing strategy.
It's just, it really does make our lives a bit easier, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I would say people say, oh, you know, make sure that you have your list. And I do have a list, but I would say, and I'm the kind of person, I would go in and I will look, you know, how many people open my email and all that kind of stuff. And I really don't, the average of people who open your email is so low. Like I would say, I think the average for my industry is about 25%. So that's like a quarter of, you know, of the people who are on your list anyway. So I don't see that I'm really reaching that many people through that kind of venue. But I'm really reaching people through social media. And you really have to know how to put yourself out there on social media, and depending what kind of platform you use. Like for Facebook is a kind of platform, they have funny algorithm anyway, but people are very into they don't like to be targeted or they don't like to be marketed to. They like the relationship building factor. So I have noticed that if I post something about, hey, I'm offering a class or come work with me, I get very little likes than if I'm actually engaged with people, you know, posting something that it's inspiring or commenting on people's things. They prefer that much more. And I think it is because of that relationship building concept. And then from there, you know, I reach out. Sometimes I reach out to somebody on a personal message. And if I see that, you know, they could really use my services, and I'll say, hey, you know, would you like some support with this? But prior to even doing that, I had already built a relationship with them. So
key, that relationship part. Mm-hmm. And it does sound, though, that you are using some paid advertising, which I always kind of like to discuss, because sometimes people say, oh, you have to pay for it. And it's like, well, depends on how you're using it, and it can actually be quite beneficial.
Yeah, what I have found, for example, on Facebook is I do have a personal page and then I have my business page. And Facebook has changed their rules. Well, in the past, you were able to promote a post from your personal page, whereas now you can't really do that. They don't allow that anymore. So you have to, if you do a sponsored ad, you have to use your, you know, it's a fan page. So, and I've noticed that, you know, because I try to keep track of everything that I do. I don't just going to do something randomly and not really have an intention behind it. So when I do create a sponsored ad on Facebook, for example, for my fan page, I tend to use like a Bitly link. So then, because Bitly, which is a Bitly is a software, I guess, that or an app that you can use to shorten the link, right? So when you do that, they actually track how many people clicked on that link. So you're able to track, you know, if the engagement is actually great, besides, of course, the likes on your page and the shares. You want to also make sure that, you know, people not just liking what you're posting, but they're also engaging on the link that you're sharing with them. So there's, it's like marketing can be kind of icky, but if you put that heart out there of like, wow, I really want to, I'm doing this because I have this amazing message and I really want to empower people. I really want them to experience life as great as they can possibly experience it. And I have a gift that I can offer to them to have that kind of experience. Then it kind of takes that ickiness away.
So true. And I love it. You know, it's so funny. We talk about Facebook and everything changes so fast. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm in the process of putting my book out, which I've been saying for the past month, and I've been adjusting things, and it really is getting ready to come out. I love how I can procrastinate, even though I put my clients on a timeline, and even my coach has me on a timeline, and it hasn't quite happened. But
no, I can so relate.
But it's so hard to write anything about social media because, like, by the time it comes out, it's totally different.
Yeah, I know.
I cannot keep up. So, no, you help authors with their process, and you've written your book as well. Let's talk a little bit about the book publishing process, whether you recommend doing self-publishing versus, you know, traditional route. Like, let's talk a little bit about that whole process.
Yeah. So for me, with both books, my first book, my solo book, and that's one of the reasons why I ended up creating Wise Heart Within, was so that I could publish my book. And I didn't go the traditional route of looking for a publisher. For one, it could take up to 6 months for somebody to even, you know, look at your inquiry and, you know, reach out to you. And then they give you an advance, and it seems, and plus, you know, like, you're not going to get that money back necessarily. So for me, and I love the way that the publishing world is giving people the opportunity to really put their message out there in their books, because you can actually self-publish, and then you have Amazon that allows you to upload it all to, you know, their software, and you know they print the book for you. And so there's the possibilities for people who want to self-publish are just so endless, right? But then there's also the marketing piece. You have to be willing to follow certain strategies so that your book can continue to be out there and can continue to be seen and be sold and all that stuff. So for me, I chose the self-publishing route. So the first book, you know, I published is Wise Heart Within, and then it wasn't until much later on that I had it only on my website, and I knew I was stopping myself from reaching other people. So eventually I created it's called the author's page or author's central page or something like that on Amazon, where you can have all your profile and you can have all your books in one place. So I went that route, and I have my books on Amazon now. And then the second one, the Miracles, Momentum, and Manifestation, that one was an anthology. And we had Antoinette Sykes is the actual person who put the book together. And so she had a whole campaign, and she had a literary strategist who was, she did we provided the content, and they did the formatting and everything and put it up on Amazon. So we each have our own links. And then she gives us every day different pieces of marketing strategies for us to continue taking the book up. And, you know, I'm going to say something really quick about even taking your book to a bestseller, right?
Yeah.
A bestseller, there's a whole campaign behind that. And, you know, a lot of people, what they do is they take a day in a period of time where you get, you know, you find a lot of people, and you can negotiate, or you can offer, you know, different things to people. They buy a certain blocks of, you know, books from you, and then that drives your sales, which then drives you up on the rankings on Amazon, let's say, because that's the only place I've done a bestseller campaign. But for this one, for example, what we were told is that the best strategy to actually have your book stay on Amazon longer is not to really necessarily have a one day, a 2 hour window to get your book to number one, is for you to every day consistently at least try to have, you know, 2 books sold a day, because that really keeps your engagement with Amazon going, and Amazon still, they stay interested in you. And then, you know, my book stayed, it's still, I think, on number 3 right now in the self-esteem category, because it's been this consistent promoting and marketing. And the first few days, it was very hard marketing, where we were constantly on social media posting and, you know, sending emails to our list and asking people to buy and do reviews and all that. And then now it's more like a steady kind of, you know, not so much in your face, more like a soft marketing. Once in a while, I'll post on Facebook or other social medias about it, and just to keep that engagement going, which helps not only with your sales, but also that, so people can find your book more easily, because you're, you know, in the 100 range of best 100 books still being sold for that period of time.
Well, that's great advice, because I know that big push initially is cool, and you can always then say I'm a bestseller, which is really awesome. But yeah, but to keep it steady. So what are a couple of the marketing strategies that you're using, that you're working with when you're working with your authors, that you use to get their books out there?
So, you know, one of the things is definitely stay engaged on social media, and then not to do so much of a, you know, here buy my book, but more sometimes you can post a quote from the book, or, you know, just giving people just a little bits of it so people can get engaged, or, you know, posting a meme, right? So it's an image with writings on it. So you can post a meme up on your social media platform, and then people will start sharing it, which then helps drive more people looking at your stuff. So then if you have a link there, people can then click on that link and go to your Amazon. So that's one strategy. Another one is just making sure that you're staying in groups. So for example, for me as an author, you know, I'm trying to stay engaged with as many writing groups as I can. So I'm sharing my things there. You know, I'm going to do a newsletter again, telling people about my book, and then just really joining different platforms. So for example, we were told to join, I think it's Goodreads was one of them. Mm-hmm. So really engage in certain places where you can engage with other people and share about your work, but also know what your market is, right? Who your client is, who are you going to be targeting this message to? So you're not everywhere trying to do all of these things, trying to reach all these people who are not really going to be the ones buying your book anyway. So for me, you know, my target is writers and women, writers, artists. I'm probably going to also market to moms, because my story has a little bit about motherhood, but then that even gets a little broader. So I'm really trying to stay within this very small niche, because if I can stay there, then I have a better outreach than trying to reach too many people all at once who are not going to be my target marketed anyway.
That's a great point. I mean, it's always about all my clients know when they work with me. My first question is, who is your ideal client? Who's your avatar? Because you can waste so much energy chattering with people that aren't ever going to buy your book because they're not your ideal client.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I was going to say too is that don't, you know, for the listeners, don't get frustrated and don't give up when you see that things are not moving fast enough. I mean, here's a prime example for me was when this Miracles Momentum Manifestation book came out, I was so like, I didn't think I was going to be this way, but then I have this competitiveness that just came out of me. And I was on Amazon the entire day looking at my rankings. Like I was, okay, am I going to make it to number one? Am I going to, and I would get to number 3 or number 2. And I'm just, you know, like pulling my hair. And then the next day, I remember I felt so drained, and I felt so like I just wanted to crawl into a cave and just stay there. And I realized is not just because I'm putting so much energy, but there's all this expectation, right, that we put on ourselves that it has to be a certain way. And then we don't really give ourselves enough credit or enough. We don't honor ourselves enough to really see all the effort that we put into something, and then we want to give up.
Yeah, it's that, you're right, that energy, you get drained when you're like so excited and then it's not quite what you want. It's instead of just being, okay, this is how it's supposed to be and let it just flow, it makes such a difference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And engage, you know, make sure that you have those best friends around.
Your support group is key.
Yes.
So as you've built your business, we all have specific, I'm going to say software, but, you know, processes that we use within our business and we find invaluable. What is the one piece of software you can't live without?
And this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but definitely my phone. My iPhone. I cannot live without this thing. And I do a lot of business on it. It's crazy. But, you know, a lot of my engagement is on, I can be anywhere, right? And not because I have internet on my phone, I can just be anywhere and I can be engaging with people. So without that piece of, you know, of device, software, whatever you want to call it, I most likely would not be able to have the kind of engagement that I have.
It's amazing. Like, I always think about, what did we do before?
Exactly. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'd like to say I wasn't born then, but that's not true. Oh, goodness. And then what book do you have on your list or on your desk? It's funny. I'll be talking with someone. They're like, I have a book right in front of me that's amazing. Something that's inspired you or a business book. What's gotten you through the process of creating your business?
I would say I've read so many books. So there's one that's called Selling with Synchronicity. It's by Ursula Menges, and it's M-E-N-T-J-E-S. She talks about these seven shifts that we go through it's really all about shifting our attitude around sales. And she brings a lot of, you know, it's not just very hardcore, you know, this is what you need to do, but really helping us from the inside out, you know. And I love books like that because I can really relate to that. So definitely that's one of the books that I like. And then I love reading about the human condition. So Paulo Coelho is like my favorite author of all time. So The Alchemist, anything Paulo Coelho, I just love. And I can really see how even that kind of book, which is not business related, really helps me with my business, because I feel when I read his books, I'm so inspired that I want to write. So writing causes me, you know, it helps my business because I'm a writer.
Kind of one of those necessary things when you're a writer.
Yes, exactly.
I have to say, I just recently read The Alchemist and it was fantastic, but I had not read any of his stuff, but it was such a beautiful story.
Yeah. I think I've read all of his books.
Have you?
Yes.
I'm going to have to get some more. And you have to say, my goal for next year is a book a week.
Wow.
I love
That's bold.
That's bold. I don't know if I'm going to quite hit it, but I love reading, and it's part of my meditation time in the morning. I meditate and I always take a good half hour, 45 minutes to read something, whether it's business or inspiration, before I start my day. And so I'm like, gosh, if I just really focus on that, I could totally do this. That's the goal. We'll see how many I hit.
For sure.
So looking back on your journey of creating your business and finding your life's purpose, what would you have done differently knowing what you know today?
I would have definitely had a plan for when I quit my job. I think that was I was very impulsive with that, and I don't regret it at all. Like, I will never say, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't done it, because it's been the best thing that probably happened to me. But having that kind of plan, so then when things, and I'm going to say, like, I don't know how many people feel this way, but I remember when I quit my job and I was very gung-ho about starting this business, I would listen to a lot of people out there who already were successful. And I think sometimes they forget to share the struggle part of the journey, and which made it sound so easy. Like, it made it sound like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course I can do this. You know, like, in a year I'm going to be, you know, a millionaire because I totally have this gift and I'm going to get myself out there. And then and then going through the process, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so not what I thought it was going to be. So if I had that plan in action, you know, something to at least go by. And, you know, when people say, you know, have the 5-year goal or have the 1-year goal, whatever it is, put a business plan together, really do it. Cause I think it would really help, because at least you have, you know, you have these goals, you have these marks that you want to get to. And it's not going to be so, I felt like I was really walking with a blindfold. I didn't know what I was doing. And luckily I have, you know, my husband who was totally supportive of me, and it created a lot of tension when I quit my job, because, you know, here the whole income is gone. But he was like, you know, after the initial shock, he was like, okay, if this is what you want to do, you know, it was a bit stressful financially for us. But, you know, eventually now it's been, you know, 2 years, a little over 2 years since I quit my job, and things are finally kind of starting to settle. And, you know, like I can see the clients coming out, but it was a process for me to learn how to navigate that.
You know, I'll say that if you know, in the beginning, when someone's going to start something new, if you can hire that coach, that's going to help you see clearly. Because that's exactly what I do with my clients. It's like, okay, this is what you want, and here's what you need to do. Because you're right, when we talk about it, we're like, oh, we made all this money, and we have these many people on our list, and it sounds so easy. And when you're starting, you're like, oh, well, okay, but how do I do that?
Exactly. Oh, yes.
Well, I say, if you have a little bit of money, invest in the coach that's going to show you what you need to know, because it just saves you so much time.
Yeah.
And
then do it too, because what I have found, I did hire a coach. And what I found was that, you know, like I have my own way of doing things. So the coach would tell, and it's not to say like I didn't follow what she was saying. I did. But in the end, I would always go back to myself and be like, no, I really don't want to do it that way. I want to do it my way. You know? So take action, you know, don't just hire the coach and don't do anything.
Yep. Follow through. Well, you know, it's important too. I always try and ask my clients when we go through stuff, especially when I'm talking the money side and the business side, as I know this is not the part that they love, they want to go create. So when we get to that and I'm like, and this is what you can do, I always say, and how does that make you feel? How do you feel about that? Because so many times there's some discord between what we should be doing and or what the correct quote unquote marketing way or business way is versus how you feel. And it's we are so heart centered that it's you really have to take that into consideration and do what feels right but still make some money.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The energy of money coming to you.
Yeah. And I think too, once you find exactly what it is that you want to do, you know, there's a little bit of a transition period between, of course, you know what you want to do, but now how are you going to get to that point B of putting into place all the systems that you're going to need and all that. But, you know, like I said, not giving up, not feeling, not allowing the stress of not knowing how to get there to stop you from getting there, and just keep plowing and just keep doing it, and realize too, you know, make sure that you know who you are and how things work for you. What, you know, like, do you work better in the morning? Do you need, you know, one day to recoup after you've done something? So really learning how to read your body and know yourself. And of course, really be so in love and engage with your gift that it just becomes such a natural process.
Good point. Because we do, especially as entrepreneurs, sometimes we need the break.
It's
because you can end up doing this, it could be all the hours of the night because you're working for yourself. And then you're like, wait a minute, I need to probably get some sleep.
Oh, yes.
rejuvenate. So where do you see yourself going from here in building out your platform?
I definitely see myself, my main thing is I love to write. So I would say, you know, writing is my main bread and butter. So I want to see myself writing more books and putting more books out there in my messages. And then in that process of writing more books, you know, I want to continue creating this platform and building this community. I don't even want to call it necessarily like, oh, it's a business. It is a business, of course, because, you know, I'm selling services, but also, you know, I want to create a community where, you know, people come and they feel engaged and they feel supported and loved to also get their message out there, you know, their writing out there. So continue to expand my business/community and seeing other people successfully sharing their message. And, you know, if it's a business that they want to create, also seeing that, you know, that message turning into that business part as well.
So key. Yeah, definitely creating the business behind the book
right.
It's a whole process, not just the book.
Exactly. Yeah, because even if your goal is just to write, you know, you can write and that can be a hobby. But if you want to, you know, make sales and you want to travel the world and share your message, that is going to have to become a business, right? Otherwise, I don't know how else you would, unless you get sponsors.
Right. You know? Right. Well, and if you don't tell people about your story and your journey, then they don't know. You have to be able to market and make it a business so that they do know who you are and can find you.
So, yeah, I had this awesome this insight this morning. I was listening to this song on YouTube, and I had never really heard this guy before. I happened to be getting my hair done last week, and the song came on, and it was like, I think it was like Sirius Radio or something like that, or Cafe, whatever. So I'm like, oh, and of course I didn't know the name of the guy. So I just typed randomly, like what I thought this song would be called. And sure enough, it was exactly the name of the song. And so I find out who this guy is. And all of a sudden I'm like going on YouTube and finding all these different songs that he wrote, that he sings. And I fell in love with this man. And I'm thinking, wow, how amazing like would it be for him to actually be on the radio where he can have a bigger outreach, you know, and really reach people. And I start to think about my own stuff, right? I'm like, wow, this is why I'm actually in the business I'm in. You know, sometimes I'm a little bit dreadful of having to sell myself. But then when I think of it in that way, like how this song really inspired me and inspired my heart, you know, the same thing with my writing, like how my writing inspires other people and how many more people can I really reach, you know, but I really have to do the work in order to make that happen.
So true. It does take some work, but it's such a gift and so amazing when you do touch those lives.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I have to ask, what was the name of the song and the artist? Because now I'm curious.
Okay. So his name is Eric with a CK.
Okay.
And Baker. And the name of the song, I'm actually going to look it up right now. There's two of them. There's a Stay a While, which is like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And the other one is called, I have them on my favorites.
I love it.
Unbroken Promise is the other one. That's the one I heard on at the hair salon.
Fantastic. Well, I will make sure those get posted on the site, because who knows, awesome. You might inspire somebody else and they're going to hear him and we can start a trend.
Yay!
So cool. Any last bit of advice you'd like to give my listeners who are thinking about starting their business and, you know, what their life's passion, but maybe they're a little hesitant? What would be the last golden nugget for them?
Yeah. So, you know, my big thing is always listen to the wisdom of your heart, right? Because your heart knows what is best for you. And even if your mind is saying, oh no, we got our heart broken last time, like really, really take that time to sit with yourself, you know, in meditation and just be with really what is that your heart is telling you and asking you to do. And then put form around that and take action, like write down three things that you're going to do from whatever it is that, from whatever message you receive from your heart. And then, you know, ask somebody to hold you accountable to those three action items. And then just go do it. You know, don't hesitate. You know, fear is going to show up. Of course, it always does. But and that's why it's so create that support system around you. So when you feel you're going to crash and burn, or you're going to want to give up, you have that support system reminding you of your greatness and your gift to go ahead and really put yourself out there and create the business that's going to be inspiring to your own life and the life of other people.
Support, support, support. That is like,
yes, absolutely.
So if any of my listeners wanted to reach out to you and find out more of what you're doing and how you can help them, where would they find you?
They can just go to my website. It's wiseheartwiththen.com. And I have all the information, you know, about the work that I do. I have my books there. Access to my Facebook page is also there. And I would love to connect for sure.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for such a wonderful little stint here. I love your information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And I want to remind my listeners that if you'd like to get a transcription of this audio, you can text MINDFUL to 5885. That is 5885 MINDFUL. Get more information about the podcast. You can also go over to our new website, the kind of right up here, that is www.mindfulmarketingshow.com. And until next time, have a beautiful day.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.